Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES, for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I just love, like, women's bodies. I just, like, love them. And I think it's, like, a celebration to, like, look at them. Just, like, a celebration of life. So I, like, don't feel weird. Or, like, I'm not even doing it to be sexual, honestly. Be, like,
also, we do it for girls. Like,
I only do it for girls.
Yeah, we dress, like, girls dress for other girls. Yeah. We don't dress for guys.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with my brother, and we have a special guest coming out soon, but welcome to it, Phil.
Yes, how's your week? Anything exciting happening?
I feel like a lot of exciting things are happening behind the scenes, but unfortunately I can't share exactly what they are. I have a secret project going on. Alicia has a secret project going on. A lot of people just have secret projects, and I know that's the most annoying, like, influencer thing to say, but the reason why people have to say it, like, do you understand why influencers have to say it's a secret project? Yeah, why?
So it doesn't get leaked and for somebody else to copy it.
Well, I mean, I guess, but that's such a minuscule thing. I think more so it's just so that a lot of times secret projects and things like that get pushed back or they mess up or things like that. And you're like, thank God I didn't reveal what it was and like the deadline because it would just piss people off. No? Mine, I think, is going to launch on Valentine's Day. I guess I can say that.
Okay.
I'm not speaking on behalf of Alicia Marie. What?
Does it have to do with Valentine's Day?
No, like, I mean, no, but, like, it could.
All right.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Do you know what it is?
I don't even know what it is, so I'm excited.
What? Yes, you do. Well, okay, I have a little thought. I think this driver's license bullshit is fake. I think they all planned it. It's a PR stunt. Why? Because
the new song that came out?
Yeah, it's like, it was too fast, and now the guy's coming out with one.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah! And also, I'm like, there is literally no way these two hot chicks are writing these good of songs about that dude.
Wait, what like, was the other girl's
song? He is not hot enough to have, like, two great hits about him, in my opinion. It's Sabrina Carpenter. She was in the movie or show that Liza Koshy was in on Netflix.
Uh-huh. Wait, what's her, like, point of view part of it, though, of the song?
She was just like, sorry, you don't get under my skin. Like, I don't care.
She's the blonde girl.
She's the blonde girl. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Said something about rhyming with blonde. And she was like, I don't care about your driver's license.
That's definitely got to be fake.
It's got to be a PR stunt. I'm like, there's no way you come out with like that song so fast, you know?
Yeah. But it's also crazy if they did plan it like that, they knew that the song would blow up.
Oh, no, it's actually genius.
Yeah.
I would 100%, like, do the same. But I'm just saying, it has to be planned. Just the fact, at first I was like, okay, the girl, like, whatever. But then I was like, the fact that the guy now is coming out with his own song, I was like, this is too calculated.
Is the dude a celebrity, or is he big time guy, or what?
I think so. I think he's like a couple million on, I think he was the guy in High School Musical, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, the show.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that the other day.
What's new with you?
Today I did not do much. It's conference football championship Sunday, so we've just been watching the football games, and we watched IU basketball take a loss, so that was tough. But yeah, it was a fun weekend.
I've been seeing that you've been posting a lot more on TikTok lately. Tell me about that.
I know, I've just been ripping it. They're pretty fun. A lot of people have been telling me to make more, so...
Really? Your friends are?
Yeah. Well, I'll see, like, random... Like, the two things I get, like, when I, like, talk to, like, a girl I don't really know is, like, oh, I see you on my For You page, and then it's, like... And also, like, who's your sister? Like, isn't she famous? And I'm, like, yeah, she is. Here we go again.
Shut up! People do not say that.
Yeah, they do. They're, like, yeah,
no, they do not. Like, people I don't know?
Yeah. Like, people I don't really even know.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because I talk about IU a lot?
Maybe. Probably.
That's funny. Do you feel like that helps you get girls?
Not get them, but, I mean, it's a good conversation about it. And they're always like, I've always wanted to try YouTube, but, like, I was just too scared and blah, 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 blah.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, I always joke because, like, it's like, you know, like, the saying, athletes want to be rappers and rappers want to be athletes?
Yeah.
I'm like, sorority girls want to be influencers and influencers just want to be sorority girls.
Yeah, that's so true. My sister,
she was in a sorority, but, I mean, she went to LA and made it, so.
That is so true. Like, what is holding you back from posting more on social media in general? Because I feel like you would be a really good, like, influencer.
First of all, like, I don't take pictures. You always tell me to take, post more on Instagram, but I never just, like, think to, like, oh, let's get a picture. But actually, when we went paintballing yesterday, so I made it get a father-son picture with my son. So that
did you think you were like, ooh, I should post an Instagram?
Yeah, it's like, we gotta get a pic of the paintball, and it's cool. It was a fun time.
Is that a desire of yours to, like, gain a following on social media?
Yeah, it'd be cool. I don't, like, try to, like, promote myself. And
manifest it.
Do shout-out for shout-outs like kids did back in the day, but... It's cool. I like getting followers. It's fun.
You just need to post more. Like, the one you posted today was so funny. All my influencer friends were like, this is hilarious.
Really? Yeah, I actually had the vlog came out the other day, and everybody was like, I don't know how to act right now. What do I do?
Did you watch the fight last night? Who did it? McGregor and someone, and McGregor lost, and everyone's going nuts? Yeah, McGregor and somebody else,
but the big deal was McGregor lost.
I want Jake Paul and McGregor to fight.
I know. And somehow, of course, Jake Paul ends up stealing the show again.
Wait, why?
Did you see his Instagram?
Well, I probably did, but what was it?
When it was like, because he was like... He was just making fun of him, and he was like, I'd only pay you $10,000 now to fight me, because he originally had offered $50 million, and now he's like, you're so bad that I'd only offer you $10,000. And so that was, like, on all of, like, the House of Highlights, like, Bleacher Report.
I did see that, and, like, of course, Barstool was like, yes, this is great content.
A lot of the dudes in my PC, like, hate how he's, like, relevant, and I'm just like... He's just smart, man. He knows what he's doing.
Really? They don't like Jake Paul?
Yeah. They're like, why does he keep showing up? I don't want to see this YouTuber.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I feel like a lot of your friends are like, they love him.
I don't think they hate him, but they think it's kind of crazy that he's trying to call up one of the best fighters in the world.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I love it because I don't give a shit about McGregor or any of those people. I care about Jake. So, like, just because he's in the YouTube world. So, I personally love his, like, his banter with all of them because I think it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. If they did fight, eventually it'd probably, like, break records for views because you'd get two totally different audiences watching.
Oh, my God. It's like Dave and Josh's podcast.
Yeah.
BFFs. Yeah, cool. Are you excited to have Peyton?
I am. I haven't really talked to her much, so this will be exciting.
Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's, like, all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and, like, you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is, like, crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and, like, the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that, like, basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah!
Hey guys, we're back with my amazing roommate, Fendi P.
That's me.
AKA Peyton Sarton. Did you know it was pronounced Sarton?
I didn't.
Phil?
I didn't even really.
I know, it looks like Sartain.
It does.
That's what I honestly can't. I can't even like correct people anymore when they call me Sartain. I don't even hear it. I just let them do it.
You just accept it.
I just accept it.
So Phil thinks that I take all of your like semi-naked pics.
Yeah. No, she doesn't do that. Yeah. I don't make her do that.
Yeah, I always
with my tripod.
You have a great Instagram, but I'm always so confused. Like, are your neighbors or Taylor all watching you just be naked right now taking pictures?
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes I sit in like the corner because we get really good light in the corner of these windows, and I just like don't have clothes on. I'm sitting there.
She walks around naked all the time.
You're just like, screw it.
Yeah.
No, what about like?
Oh, I change all the time. I don't care.
What about like when you're out in public? Do you take those yourself, the pictures?
Yeah, sometimes my friend Claudia helps, but I am a tripod girl just because I don't want to deal with other people. Usually, I just want to be by myself.
So you'll just pull out the
works for me.
You'll pull out the tripod in the like street and just do it.
Yeah, I feel like it's like a practice of like self-confidence when I do it because it's never exciting, like it's always uncomfortable.
Right,
it is.
So I just wear it.
So and let it happen. Even still, after you've done it like 30 times, you're like, this is still weird.
Oh yeah, what's so embarrassing? It's very humbling.
Well, the other thing is though, like every time Alicia and I feel uncomfortable and we're like in public and I'm like taking photos of her, she's taking photos of me, and like people are like making fun of us, we're both just like, hee hee, you don't know the check we're getting.
Yeah. That's exactly what I think. And like, I would do that, you know, if it's worth it.
Yeah, you like tell yourself, you're like, no, I'm getting paid this much, I'm getting paid this much. Like, it's worth it.
For sure.
I don't care. Plus, you don't see those people literally ever again.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Well, at least we, and I guess they know that like, it's probably for work.
Yeah.
But so I guess that's why I kind of zone it out in that way. I'm like, no, this is for work.
Yeah.
I would say also people in LA get it.
Yeah.
Like they do. Like, I know the only people that, like, make fun of me usually are people who I can, like, see on, like, a Beverly Hills tour bus.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not from here, obviously.
I feel like from, like, a guy's perspective, I'm the only one that, like, kind of understands, like, what they're doing. Other guys are like, what the heck are these girls doing? They're so annoying. I was like, they're just trying to get a paycheck. Exactly. Come on, let them do their thing.
Yeah. And you would do it to a fortune.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, Peyton is my roommate and my... I guess, like, my cool aunt, my cool cousin. But she's also what do you call yourself? A blogger, a creator, an influencer?
I hate using the word influencer, but I think at this point that's the right term.
Yeah.
Because I don't write on a blog anymore.
Yeah.
What's, like, the different styles you guys do of influencing? Because I feel like it's very different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you, to me, are, like, very much a YouTuber.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, personality, like, just, like, doing all the fun things.
Yeah.
I'm definitely more...
Like, the Instagram model type?
Yeah, Instagram's more my thing, but like the Instagram model who appeals to women.
Okay.
Yeah. My following's like 80% female. Like men don't really follow
me. But I feel like so. TK's following's about that too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think mine's like literally like 98% female. Yeah.
Is there any like
yours is younger too?
Mine is 18 to 24 and then 25 to 35.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I just found this out because I just did my kickoff meeting with my management and they told me that and I was like, shut the fork up.
Yeah.
Is there any like female influencer that has like more than 40% male following or no?
Like Summer Rae, I would say.
Okay, I guess. Yeah, that makes sense.
I would
say
OnlyFans girls. That makes sense because then you're monetizing. Like, unless you're going to do like OnlyFans or maybe like sell like CBD type stuff on your page.
Yeah.
That's how you would.
If you have a bang energy deal, it's probably like
mostly men.
Yeah.
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 I only support Annie energy.
Uh-huh. Oh, we know.
Or Celsius, I guess.
Do you actually buy it?
Yes.
Jeez.
It's always in our fridge.
It's good.
We'll have one at like 11 p.m.
Do you guys
all the time? I'm like, how are you doing that?
Do you guys have similar fridge like once, or is it very different?
I honestly think we're kind of the same.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm big on beverages. I have a million beverages in there.
You like toast, right? I've heard.
Love toast.
Let's go.
Big toaster.
Big toast.
It's always, it's very toasty in here. It's very toasty.
Very toasty.
The toasty vibes are immaculate.
I would say TK might be a little healthier than me when it comes to like fridge stuff.
Yeah, but if I had your body, like I would be eating your freaking gluten-free pasta too.
I need to get on your
so if,
no, you don't.
So if me and Joe is your boyfriend, right?
Yes.
If we came to the fridge, would we be like, all right, we got to eat out, or could we find something that we'd like?
Oh yeah, I think that Joe. We never eat here. Like we have to go. He's a big like meat guy.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the same.
Well, he did. He found my steaks.
Oh yeah, he was impressed.
There we go.
So I have a nutritionist that I go to like periodically, and I haven't been in a while. And from the nutritionist, I buy my meat from the nutritionist because it's like super nice. The like nice, like thick ass fillets.
The good meat.
Yeah. Like she thick as fuck.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. And so I have like, at the time, the first time I think Joe came here, I had like four or five like big ass fillet steaks in the freezer. And I don't know what his reaction was, but he mentioned something to me. He's like, yo, you like steak?
He was really impressed by that. He like pulled it out and he was like, are these TK?
And I have Stella and like Bud Light and Budweiser always send me beer. So I look like a dude. Like I have all this beer and then she has all her like weed drinks.
Yeah.
And then I have like all this steak and salmon in the freezer. So it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I feel like when I visit you, you'd always like be like, I got Pop-Tarts and Oreos for you. So...
Yeah,
I'm on the guy college diet right now, so we're on very different. We have very different fridges right now.
So yeah, Peyton and I just have a different aesthetic, but it like works.
Yeah,
it works.
It's nice because I feel like if we were too similar, it would be too like.
Well, we also like
too much
the blonde thing.
Yeah,
we're both like with the same vibe going on with that, and like people would think we were the same person.
Do you guys ever feel like you're like competing against each other or no?
No.
Never.
I feel like I luckily learned, though, the whole competition thing, like how to deal with that with other creators super early, just because working for Alicia, seeing how she, you know, looks at her peers in her competition, she's not, like, it's crazy. She's, like, the most competitive person I know.
Yeah.
But, like, the way she sees her peers and, like, fellow creators is, like, not like that. It's definitely not, like, the really... I don't know, annoying girl, like, cattiness. I don't get that vibe.
Yeah, I'm the least competitive person I know. Like, I couldn't be less competitive. So, that's just not in general.
How did you start the influencer grind? Or what was your upbringing?
I went to school, and I was planning on going to law school. Okay. That was my whole plan.
Where'd you go to school?
Texas A&M University, the best school ever.
Okay, go Aggies.
Go Aggies. My whole family went there, so I went there.
Were you there with Johnny Manziel?
Yes, he was actually, so I met him.
That's Peyton's bestie.
I met him, he moved out to LA around the same time I did, so like we were the only, like I only had him as a friend, so I'd always just like be with Johnny and like just be the girl that tagged along.
So like you know, so you like friends with Johnny?
Yeah, he's like one of my best friends from LA, like I have not seen him in so long, but he introduced me to Sophie, who's like my best.
Oh, that is crazy.
Is he as crazy as everybody seems? Or as he, honestly, he's portrayed to be?
I know that he's crazy for a normal person, but like the guys that are his best friends, who are my best guy friends from Texas, are 10 times as wild usually. So like it makes sense for like who his friends are. And I think honestly, he's one of my favorite people ever. He's so, at least in our like friendship, was so selfless, not creepy at all, just like coolest guy.
Damn, I love Johnny Football, but I'm jealous.
Yeah. But I went to A&M, and actually his first year playing was like after he redshirted was my freshman year. Wow. So in Alabama that year. Like, wow. It was so fun. Yeah, I studied poli sci in A&M, and I was like gonna go to law school. And then I ended up just being like, well, you know, I'm gonna try this whole fashion thing. And I came out to LA and interned in fashion PR. And I was like,
For Love and Lemons?
For Love and Lemons, yeah. And I was,
which is a really big like influencer, like bougie, like sick brand. Mm-hmm. They have amazing dresses.
And I worked on like gifting campaigns for them and just like ideas basically for their social media. And I saw these girls like getting paid so much freaking money influencing, and I was like, this is it. This is what I need.
Did you try it all with blogging? Did you try it all during like college? Because like right now I'm at college, and like a bunch of girls like say they want to do it, and they're like, I just don't know how to start and stuff. So did you try?
I feel like that's you. No. You like want to do it, and you're like kind of scared.
I guess.
It's scary. So I started at A&M, and I just started a blog to get my internship. Like that's why I started blogging. And so after that, I was like just liking it in general. It gave me like something to do. I was so bored in college. Mm-hmm. And so then I started, but I was like kind of secretive at first. I didn't want to tell anyone because it was so embarrassing.
Right.
And then everyone found out, and it was still really embarrassing probably for like 3 years. And then I started at my junior year of college.
It's funny though, because everyone, like, we're like, oh my god, it's so embarrassing. And we're like, everyone like is so embarrassed. But everyone just wants to be you.
I know. Well, here's the thing. At the time, especially, like, this was 2014. So like, people...
It wasn't as normal, I guess.
Yeah. People were not thinking this was a normal behavior, and I was in College Station, Texas. Like, that's not...
Yeah.
Were you in... Do they have sororities and fraternities there?
There are, but I wasn't in one.
Okay.
No. Most of my friends weren't in one at A&M.
Wait, so tell us, Peyton has quite the track record with, like, she's an athlete gal. Uh-huh. So, how do you feel? What's it like dating a professional athlete? Like, what's great about it? What's not great about it? And can you tell us what sport he plays?
So, Joe plays baseball. I've never dated a baseball player before. I usually stay away from baseball players. They freak me out.
Why?
Because so one time my mom like shared this article with me that was like a study on like men cheating in sports, and baseball players were like the worst of all the sports. And I was like, ew. And they all like wear their flat bills and their cross chains, and they're just like, I'm a good guy. And then like all of them are cheaters. So
Not the cross chain.
I'm like, stop trying to be a good guy. Like at least be like an NBA player and be like, I suck, but like, I know that I suck.
Yeah, and own it.
Own it. So Joe plays baseball. He's actually the sweetest boy of all time. Like, so far, so good. We love him.
We love
him. How long have you been dating?
8 months.
Okay.
So not even a year yet.
So you haven't, like, had a whole, like, season where he's traveling and stuff yet?
No. So he decided to opt out of this last season because of COVID.
Okay.
His dad is a doctor and his mom's a nurse, and, like, they kind of came to, like, the family decision. His brother also plays baseball in the major league, so they both opted out. So he's been available to me 24/7. Like, he is...
He comes quite a bit, yeah, I would say.
Yeah, he's always here. So I haven't been with him during his season yet, actually, and so I don't know.
He plays for the Nationals, correct?
Yes.
Do you guys have plans for, like, seeing each other? Obviously, he's going to be very busy. And you do not live in D.C., right?
Very busy, yeah.
We're actually in D.C. right now. Big DC gals.
I told him when we started dating, I was like, I have rules that I need to be followed.
So what give us an example. What's a rule?
So I was like, okay, we started dating last year, so I was 26.
Uh-huh.
I'm 27 right now, so like not really different. But I was like, okay, I know enough about life that I know that when we get in a relationship, we need to acknowledge the ramifications of this relationship. Like, by the way, I'm not ever... He's from Oakland. He just bought a place in Oakland. I was like, I'm not living in Oakland in my life.
I'm not doing that. Fork Oakland!
Just letting you know. So if that's going to, like, you know, down the line, if that's going to be annoying to you, like, we should probably not do this. And I was like, listen, I know you work all the time, but, like, I need to see you once a month. And if we're going to do long distance and we need to have, like, an end to that in sight, So I think I'll probably see him once a month, and I'll just go to wherever it is that he is playing and, like, stay there.
Are you worried about...
We're going to D.C.
Are you worried about, like, the road trips? They probably all go clubbing after a big win. Does that scare you at all or no?
I mean...
does that scare you?
sorry to get deep, like, with it, but...
It's okay.
So I was telling him this the other day, actually. I was like, I trust you. I do. But also, at the end of the day, I'm not stupid, and I don't trust men in general. So I'm like, if someone were to come up to me and be like, someone, you know, your boyfriend cheated on you, would I be completely shocked? No, because I understand that can happen. So with him, I do trust him. Like, I wouldn't date him if I didn't. But he also, like... He kind of just likes to, like, be by himself a lot of the time. He likes to party, but he's not super, super close with a lot of his teammates.
Right.
There are usually, there's a bunch of them that are veterans. They're older, they have families. So, like, he's like, I'll have, like, you know, a friend, like, his best friend flew in for the World Series when they won. Like, I don't think that he really went out with his teammates. It was, like, his friend from home.
Well, he even says, because we're always like, Joe set TK up. Like, I'm like, Joe set me up. And he's like, honestly, like, they're literally all married. Yeah. Or, like, they, whatever. So I guess that's kind of in your favor.
It is.
Not in mine.
They have some, like, he has some younger teammates this year.
Oh, which I love that, like, for us.
Who is it? You need to know.
And he's probably out of the stage where it's like, oh, I just got in the MLB. I'm making millions of dollars. Yeah. I'm going to a party every night.
He's probably settled down a little bit. He definitely, he's been in, like, playing up for 5 years now. So he, like, entered the minor leagues, I guess, when he was 18.
He didn't go to college. He just went straight to the league or whatever you call it.
He got drafted at 18, so he was, like, doing that.
Question, do you know which team he got drafted to, Peyton?
I think the Padres.
Correct. Good job, good job.
All right.
Yep.
All
right. Yep.
How'd you know that?
I did some homework, yeah.
Wait, ask her some baseball questions.
Ooh, what's your favorite pitch? Do you know any of the pitches? Oh, God.
All I know about pitches is that he's like, this is what kind of actually floored me. This is like a random fact.
Well, he's a pitcher, right?
He's a pitcher. Yeah. He's a starting pitcher, so it's like he, like, literally just pitches once every 5 games. He has literally the best job ever.
Yeah,
but
that's nice.
He was telling me, like, he only throws a few pitches, but he's like, I'm asking him, like, when he practices this, like, when do you learn? He's like, no, you practice throwing your pitches during the game. He's like, that's how you learn. You just throw them and practice them and, like, perfect them as you're playing through the season.
Yeah, what's
you
his...
pick up a new pitch, like, once the other one is...
I'm actually curious about this. What's his, like, workout routine like right now? Is it just all, like, strength training?
Yeah, because she just went and visited him, and she was like, every morning I just went on my walks while he worked out, so I'm so curious.
So he's...
She was making her TikToks while he's, like, bench pressing, like, 300 pounds.
So he does a lot of, like, I don't know how to describe it, like, functional movements.
Yeah.
So he's not... like, usually squatting a bunch of weight. Like, it's all, like,
it's all the,
I don't know.
It's all the million-dollar arm.
Yes. It's very thought out. He's always going to, like, specialists for various things, making sure his arm's, like...
Well, he has all those crazy tools.
He's always stretching. Like, literally all day, if we're sitting at home, he's on the ground, like, with his little freaking tools, and he's just stretching forever. So, I don't know. He does a lot of functional training, which his brother does, too. Like, he's really into that, from what I hear. So, just works out like that. He's not, like, lifting super heavy anymore, I don't think.
Yeah.
He's huge.
He's a big guy.
He's like, I always call him, because he kind of looks like Tiger Woods, but he's a lot bigger, so we call him Tiger Forest.
How tall is he? Is he tall?
He's like 6'4".
Oh, yeah.
I think he doesn't think he's tall, because he's like, I think his brother's like 6'6", or like 6'7". He's like literally gigantic. And he's always like, I'm just like, you know, not that, like, I'm not as big as my brother. I'm like, Joe, you're still
like big. He's like too big for this apartment. So what advice would you give to girls that like athletes?
Wait, before that, before that, you said baseball is where your least favorite type of athletes. What was your favorite type of athlete?
Oh, good question. I know this.
I feel like, so not even like guys I've dated, but my friends who like I love and respect, who are men, most of the people I've hung out with have been football players.
Okay.
And then like my
friends, I think
that's
the most you've dated, right?
Yeah.
Football?
Yeah. I mean, I only had one boyfriend who played football, and when we dated, he wasn't in the NFL yet. He had, like, just gotten drafted.
Did you grow up, like, liking sports? And were you a sports girl or not really?
Yes. My family's crazy about athletics.
Okay.
So I ended up liking guys who play sports or guys who were in the military, because I grew up in a military family. So it's just, like, either one of those. I'm like, anything super physical, I just found myself drawn to men like that.
This is an athlete-loving household.
Cool.
I don't really claim that.
Yeah, so what advice would you give girls that are into athletes just to, like, be smart? And I know you're on feminist TikTok, so give us your tips.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm talking about, like an acquisition of one. Like, if you want to date an athlete.
Sure, yeah. Advice would you give me if I was like, oh, I really like this NBA player, but, okay. I don't know. Yeah. I'm getting weird vibes. What would you tell me?
One thing is I make sure to like them for them and not because they play sports. Like, I feel like there's plenty of guys I really like as people or don't like as people who play sports who there's not enough money in the entire world you could give me to date them. Like, I literally wouldn't. Just because I genuinely don't like them. So, don't ever go out after someone who's an athlete because he's an athlete. It's just not going to work out. But if you like athletes and you meet one that you do like or that you think is hot or something, not even if you want to date him. Maybe you just want to, hook up with him or something. Or have fun in whatever sense.
You could cuss, by the way.
Okay. You just have to do the opposite of what everyone else is doing. So, if everyone's just, trying to suck his dick, kind of. Also, by the way, men are like this with athletes, too. Men are obsessed with athletes. And, everyone just is trying to be around these guys. Yeah. So what you have to do is get their attention somehow and then not validate them at all.
Okay, and what does that mean? Give us an example.
So, I feel like
she's CEO of this.
I'm not, DMing because I feel like I have been in Los Angeles long enough to be around groups of guys and girls where a lot of the guys are athletes. So it's not like I'm going out, trying to DM someone because he plays a sport. I'll be in that crew and it's just what I'm around. So, usually what I'll do is if I'm out, let's say that, I will make eye contact with him enough to where he knows, okay, I see you.
I'm interested,
see you. You're alive, uh-huh. I can tell. And talk to them for a little bit, but I show them no special attention. Mm-hmm. I'm nice to everyone on purpose.
She's CEO of, going into, a club, and there's, a table going on, and she'll, shake everyone's hand, be like, hi, I'm Peyton, hi, I'm Peyton, hi, I'm mm-hmm. Peyton, and just skip over the athlete or yes. the important person. She's like, no introducing to him.
Yes.
That makes the celebrity or the athlete be like, wait, what the fork? Yeah. I usually get all the attention.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So I'm very specific about that. I pay attention to, anyone else but him. I give enough, again, I validate him by saying, I do see that you exist over there, but I also, you can come impress me if you want, otherwise this isn't happening. And sometimes they don't, and they don't, they're not interested, and sometimes they do.
Yeah.
So
just
depends. I love the story you told me once about she was, at a club with someone, and I don't know if it was, you wanted to leave or what, you can go into detail, but all she told me is that she wanted to, hook up, right?
Uh-huh.
So she just, points at the guy and, goes, here. She's like, come here.
That was my move, and this wasn't usually for my enjoyment. It's mostly for, my friends, because it's funny.
Yeah.
We're just, in a club doing stupid stuff, so I'm literally, up on the table, I'll see, whatever the tallest, biggest guy I can see in the crowd, and I'll be like, you, come here.
You, and then Peyton will be like, all right, so are we going to go?
You're getting two stories confused.
Right?
Yes, but that's my general thing. But I will say, the story you're thinking of is I was with someone who was, kind of my friend. I already knew him.
Oh.
And we spent the whole day all, at Bungalow.
Got it.
And we went out at night, and I was trying to leave, and I could tell that he wanted me to stay. I was going to leave anyways, and he kind of came outside when I was getting my Uber, and he was, trying to talk to me, nervously, fumbling over his words, trying to figure out how to get me to go to the after party.
Yeah.
Because I know the intention is obviously to hook up, so I literally was like, I don't like to deal with all of this, niceties and, all the BS.
The small talk.
I'm more literally just my Uber's here, are you coming? He's literally what? What are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, just get in.
So straightforward.
He's going to his friends, hey, I'm going to leave now. I'm like, yeah, hurry up. Let's go. Jesus.
I love it.
Yeah, those are two very different. The one from avoiding the guy to straight to it.
Yeah. So that night, I started with avoidance.
Uh-huh.
I literally was like, I don't care. But the thing is, I genuinely didn't care about him.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on
picking
him. So I was like, I don't care. And then whenever he followed me out and was trying to get me not to leave, basically, I was like, I'm not dealing with all of this. Maybe we go to the after party together. I literally was like, no.
Totally.
You knew you had it in the bag.
I feel like...
Yeah, I did. I knew it.
I feel like what works in your favor so much, though, is that you are just so realistic with the whole situation. You know how guys are. So I feel like you're actually, you're not one to, act like you don't care when you do. You just, actually don't. Because you're just realistic with, liking guys. But that's something I definitely admire. Because I feel like a lot of girls are like, oh, I have to, like, play it cool.
Yeah.
And Peyton's just like, no, I actually just don't care because I know how guys are. And, like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to, like, geek out about this guy that would probably cheat on me.
So what?
Yeah. I'm not in a hurry, basically. I'm literally just like, I mean, if this person wants some of this,
yeah,
he can come over here to me.
Period.
And that's the kind of guys that you really like anyways, the ones that approach me.
Well, from the other side, how does a guy, like, attract a girl?
This is so hard. Well, first of all, there needs to be chemistry in general.
Okay.
Like, you can't just, like, forge chemistry. So you need to, like, feel it out. You know the vibes. Like, you know you get the vibes. Like, don't approach a situation if you aren't feeling vibes.
Okay.
Because sometimes you're feeling vibes and they're not even vibes. Mm-hmm. So if you're definitely not feeling them, do not approach. If you think you might be, then we can start talking about.
Yeah.
Don't fake the vibes, though.
Yeah.
Yes. But I think it's
vibes must be immaculate. Mm-hmm.
Be similar, like, talkative to her friends. This is all right. One for me. I know if a guy comes around, he's like paying attention to me, but also paying a lot of attention to my friends. It can be hard because you're also like, does he like my friends?
Yeah.
What's going on? But I kind of like the questions. Like, they say this on Call Her Daddy all the time, or Alex says this on Call Her Daddy all the time. And I like the advice in general. I think sometimes it can be taken to extremes, but whoever feels a little less in control, or like who feels a little more insecure, is the person that's like on the low end of things. Like, if you're in power, you're going to make her feel like she wants more, or like, you know what I mean? Sure. Like, she didn't get enough of you in some sense. So, like, I was texting my friend Kelsey today. She's with a group of dudes that she, like, one of them she likes. So we're talking about it, and she's like, yeah, I'm gonna go over there and, like, ego fluff and, like, talk to him and pay attention to him and then leave and, like, not talk to him and pay attention to him anymore. And that literally worked for women too. I mean, it's just the same thing. You get all this, like, validation from someone, and then they leave and you're like, wait, no, give it to me more, you know?
I think a big thing too, when, like, I have a lot of friends, if they hook up with a guy and then they leave, like, let's say you hook up, you wake up the next morning, mm-hmm. leave, don't text them.
Yeah.
Do not text them. I feel like that's a big rule, is, like, just like let so them mean, text though. You.
Oh, as a guy, let make the girl text you? Or are you talking to the girl?
No. If a girl and a guy hook up, the girl is normally wants to text. It's like, the girl wants to text afterwards and be like, okay, so, like, did you have a fun night? Or I don't know what the fork you want to talk about. Yeah. Don't text him. Like, let him text you.
For sure.
So I do this accidentally. Like, this is what happens, and every single time. It's not that it, like, works, because sometimes, like, obviously they don't want to talk to me either. But I'll use the same example as I was talking before, the guy that I was, like, coming to the car.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a person that I was around a lot, because he was in my friend group. So the next day, I pretended to be asleep when he left, because I didn't want to have a conversation with me. And he left, and then I just, like, treated him like a normal friend, like, didn't really talk to him, didn't follow him on Instagram. But I wasn't doing that. It wasn't calculated. I literally, like, had to get up and work and, like, keep myself busy.
Yeah.
Which is my whole, like, just be busy in general. Like, you don't need to fake all this stuff. You could literally just, like, I don't know, not text him because you don't have time.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even think about that. And then, like, months later, he's literally just like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Like, what's your deal? Like, I don't really know. Like, I thought we were friends. I don't know. You're not paying attention to me. You are. I'm like, oh, like, then I realized that he was, like, interested more, but I was not paying attention.
Yeah. I have two things. One is that, going back to the athlete thing, I think girls, it's especially if you're into athletes or high-profile people, or just men in general.
Same to be said for anyone who other women want.
Yes. It doesn't matter. Guy, girl, whoever you're into. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to have your own thing, your own job that you love and you're passionate about, and have your own thing. Because, one, now that I make my own money, and I, like, make, you know, I'm proud of the money that I make, or whatever it is, I don't feel like I need to date someone because of their money.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's funny.
Or what they can give to me.
Yes, like, because it's like you kind of provide that own value by yourself without them. So I think that's what's really important when you were saying, make sure you actually like them for them, mm-hmm. not just the, you know, money or fame thing.
Whatever it is.
Because you got your own gig going on.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important. But the other thing I was going to say that Peyton did that I love, she did this to one guy once. And you can kind of, I'll probably say the wrong story, but there's one guy she was dating, high profile guy, and it tweaked him out because she never followed him back on Instagram.
Yeah.
Right? So do you want to kind of explain that? And that tweaked
him out. That was like, this is that one story that I really mindfucked someone. Like, basically, like, this is the same story. So he, I would say, again, this is like the one story, because all the other guys can kind of be meshed into one, but this is a guy that I kind of talked to for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason he stayed around, I think, is because of how much I was just kind of like, one foot in, one foot out, being like, I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Which, at the end of the day, I started dating Joe because I had, like, both feet and my whole body in. I was like, I am obsessed with you.
What was different about Joe compared to the other people?
Well, okay, so we met on Raya, the dating app, and there's so many people on there that talk to you. And one thing that I liked about Joe is I find it a chore to talk to men generally. It's like when I'm talking to someone.
They are. It
I'm
is.
I'm like, I don't. I set rules. Even with my ex-boyfriend, I'd be like, okay, I'm done working at 5 or 6. Like, I'm not going to probably text you back during the day when I'm working. Like, I need to focus. And so I've had so many rules with men, and I've overthought so many scenarios in the past. So when I started talking to Joe, I, like, wanted to talk to him. Like, he would text me, and I'd be freaked out a little bit. He was texting me, like, during the day. Like, I was like, don't you know what to do? But also, you didn't really. So I just really liked talking to him, and I could tell he was really smart. And that's something that's important because, like, you know, you get around a bunch of athletes, and some of them can be so fun if you're just trying to, like, mess around or, you know, have fun or do whatever. But not a lot of geniuses in that crew.
Yeah. I feel that.
So, so it's hard. Like, I would say the guys I've dated, even, like, lightly dated, talked to, have generally been pretty smart.
Yeah.
Joe's just, like, very smart and very well-spoken. And so that stood out to me. Plus, I just didn't want to stop talking to him. Like, I literally felt like I was talking to myself. Like, everything he said, I was like, why is that hilarious?
Yeah, you guys are very similar.
Yeah, he's very funny. And so that's really what drove me to him. And then I met him, and I was like, first of all, he's so tall. Oh, my God, you're actually here. He, like, showed up when he said he was going to. Like, men don't.
Men he, like, didn't do promises. The bare minimum.
Yeah, he literally, like, you know, went above and beyond my expectations because I expect nothing.
Let's go.
Like, okay, you're going to do whatever you do. I'm just going to be here if you'd like to come join. I don't know what to tell you. So anyways, he just was like very much on top of his stuff, very much like real and raw person. He wasn't like trying to be too charming, which I hate. Like, yeah. I like that he was awkward. When we first met, he's sweating bullets. He's like, are you nervous? Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm like 3 shots in. I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling great right now. I like that about him a lot, but he also doesn't act like he's cool.
Yeah.
Like, he literally just, like, doesn't think that of himself, so he's, like,
humble. He acts so normal, and he's so kind.
Very humble. Like,
very
crazy
humble.
That's good.
So, I liked all of that about him, and we just literally, it was the easiest thing.
How long?
We literally just never stopped talking.
How long did you talk on the app before you met in person?
So, we talked on the app for, like, maybe we exchanged, like, 10 messages, and then we just stopped talking on there, and I didn't really think much of it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really paying attention. And then he answered one of my stories on Instagram, which is
so he found her on Instagram, yeah.
Because then you, like, remember, because if you're on Raya, there's a bunch of random guys. Like, at this point, it's, like, every half of them are athletes. You're, like, going through all these freaking pictures and, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So they all blend into the same person.
Basically. And they all say the same shit. Yeah. It's, like, who is Johnny and Dan and, like, all these different people. Like, they all blend together.
Because they're not trying hard because they're talking to, like, 10 girls, too. So
for
it's, like, nothing is, I don't know. It just, it's not that exciting. So he came and slid in my DMs on Instagram, and I was like, who is this guy? Like, checked his profile, and I was like, oh, this is the guy I matched with on Raya.
Because he's verified.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, he's actually really hot. Like, men don't really photograph well usually. Like, I've never dated a guy that photographed that well. I had to be like, he's hotter in person.
Yeah.
I promise. It's just the way
every guy ever. I'm like, no. Like, I swear he's hotter in person.
I have to find a picture of him. Like, Joe is so freaking hot. Like, constantly. So I literally was like, oh my God, this is too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started talking on Instagram probably for, we were talking for like a month and a half before we met.
Yeah.
So that we had gone to texting and like FaceTiming and stuff too. So.
Well, Phil gets weirded out about dating apps. Give us your 2 cents on dating apps. Because dating apps are so normal in LA.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I had to get used to them.
Yeah.
I did not think that they were normal either.
I mean, did you have one in college?
No.
Yeah, I feel like there's no need to have one in college. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
Well, I understand
but
if
you're here.
If you're like out of college, like, and you're still single, then it's definitely
I have girlfriends who met their serious boyfriends on dating apps when they first moved to LA.
Yeah.
We used to use them as like a kind of a way to just like have guys to go out with. So
yeah.
Like me and Sophie, my friend, would match with someone and then be like, okay, we're not going on a date.
Yeah.
Or they'll freaking die. But we're going to be out tonight. Like if you want to come meet up with me and my friends, like here's my number and like we're going out. So then we would do that.
Even I would say with COVID especially, like how are you going to meet anyone without the app?
Yeah.
Literally.
Or just, like, have something to do. Like, you know, like, when you're, like, a little bit tipsy or you're bored by yourself at home, you're like,
exactly.
Through my dating app. This
totally.
I never expected anything to come, especially Raya.
Like,
I did not expect that at all.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, go back to the texting or the following story.
Oh, okay, yeah. There wasn't, like, a trick. I genuinely just, like, didn't want to follow him because I didn't care about his content. So he was like, I followed you. Like, did you see that? I was like,
he called her out.
Damn.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I honestly didn't know. Like, I was just living. And he was like, we have DM'd multiple times.
Yeah.
I'm literally like, okay, like, sorry, I forgot. And I was busy. Like, also, we're getting DMs all the time. I'm not, like, going through my DMs, like, slowly. When I open my DMs, I get so much anxiety that I'm just like, answer, and then I get off.
Yeah.
Like, this is scary. So I'm not paying attention to this guy,
right,
who I know I'm going to see this weekend, you know, whenever we go out or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Not paying attention to that. But he was shook. But the thing is, I think it's just, if you don't care.
Yeah.
You can literally, that's my whole vibe with men, I feel like. It's just like, I'm here if you want to try to impress me, but if you don't want to try to impress me, that's also cool, and I will live. Like, I don't need to be chasing you around, I guess.
You like getting chased more than doing the chase.
Yes. Because I just find it so masculine. Like,
yeah,
there have been guys that I've talked to who have been incredibly masculine men.
Uh-huh.
They're, like, big, like, athletic, like, make a lot of money, and there have been some that have been very insecure, and then there's some that are like, hey, I like you, by the way, and if you don't like me back, like, that's cool too, but I just want to let you know, like, I'm obsessed with you. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's, like, actually so fucking hot. Then I'm like, do I like you? Even if I don't like you.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
that's actually really hot that you would say that, because you're not scared of me at all.
So yeah. You like when they just straight shoot it?
Yeah, and they're super confident.
I agree.
They're like, take it or leave it, I'm not going to be hurt by this.
Yeah.
If you don't like me, like, I would like you to, but that'd be fine. But that's the hottest thing I've ever even. That's, it's just so hot. I can't believe.
I agree.
We all do that. That's like a trick.
I know. I agree. When someone's just super straight up, and then you're like, oh, like, yeah, even if you, like you said, even if you're not interested, and someone says that to you, you're like, wait, do I like you?
But it's also always the thing of, like, you can tell when a guy likes you and when he's trying.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's when we're like, okay, you're trying way too hard. But, like, it's instead of being so, like, mushy and, like, doing everything for her and all this stuff and, like, chasing her around.
Uh-huh.
If you literally are just like, hi, I like you, and, like, the most masculine, confident way possible, you don't need to do all the BS
for
and,
sure,
like, try to get her that way. You can be straight up.
And like, give signs and
that's
stuff.
Hotter. Because usually, like, we'll be annoyed by someone who is doing too much.
Yeah.
Like, why is he doing all of this? But if he just says it outright, you're like, even if I don't like him, I'm like, okay, do I? Like, I might. I don't know.
Interesting.
Have you ever done that to a girl, Phil?
Just told him I liked him?
Yeah.
I think just, like, a hostess or a waitress. Just be like, yo. I know you.
So you can practice.
I know you probably get this all the time, but, like, I thought you were really pretty, and I'd love to get your number, see if you were doing anything tonight, something like that. Would that work?
That's smart. Yeah, that's smart. Yeah.
That's ballsy. I
that's
like
ballsy.
It.
That's good. Also, yeah, they probably do get it a lot, and it's probably nice that you're doing it respectfully, because they probably get a lot of very
ugly guys. Yeah.
Things. So that's good. Yeah, I think just men. I think sometimes people think men have to try too hard, and
you
really don't. You just have to be straight up, because that's the hottest thing you can.
It's just straightforward.
It is straightforward and confident.
You just gotta,
it's just, that's what I think of when I think of confidence.
You just gotta get a 10 seconds like of confidence.
Yes. And, like, it's almost like it communicates to the girl that, like, I like you, but I don't need this. And
yes.
I think that goes both ways. It's like, I think good relationships, for example, the one I'm in, I know and Joe knows that, like, we don't need each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if one of us steps out of line and we have a conversation about it, or if it happens too often, either both of us would be sad to see it end, but also, like, we'll be okay.
Yeah. But that's why it goes back to, like, each partner has to have their own thing going for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something so unattractive when there's a sense of neediness.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I need you to do this, mm-hmm. and this. But the complete opposite, there's something so attractive when you don't need the other person and they're, like, doing their own boss ass bitch stuff on their own.
Well, women and men can both feel neediness. Even if it's, like, you playing like you're hard to get, you can still sense that someone's playing. Like, you're like,
totally.
If you actually have your own life and are doing things, and you genuinely don't get your hopes up and you don't care, and you just are like, again, confidence to me is being happy if something good happens to you, but knowing that this, like, doesn't need to happen for you to live. Like, you're totally fine without it. So I think that that's, like, the best thing you can do instead of, like, playing all of these games and all this stuff, because both parties, men and women, can sense that happening. And there's something so just, like, just weird about it to me.
I agree.
I don't want to date someone who has to do all that effort. I'm like,
Also, it's so obvious when you're in person, because normally I feel like the trying or playing hard to get happens when you're not in person.
Yes.
But when you're in person, it's so obvious, and then it's almost confusing. It's like, wait, what? Like,
It generally happens with texting and, like, Instagram stuff.
Yeah.
like, should I like the photo? Should I not like the photo?
Oh my god, should I view the story? Yeah, like, no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, looked at her story. Like, just be normal. Literally, just be normal.
Wait, I have a question. Do you ever tweak out about liking girls' photos? You're like, ooh, she'll think I like her if I like her photo?
Not really. I don't think so.
I feel like men are more selective with likes, though. Like, they don't just, like, throw out likes.
Are you? Are you selective with likes, or are you liking everyone's?
I'm not very selective with likes.
Okay.
I'll give anybody a
Joe, like. I feel like, for sure, is selective with likes.
He is so selective with literally everything. I'm like, what are you... I mean, to get Joe to post on his Instagram is a disaster. I literally have to, like, coax him into it. Like, photos of his own self. Mm-hmm. I'm like, please post.
He'll, like, consult Peyton and I for, like... About 20 texts to see, like, if the caption's okay.
And he still doesn't post it.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's hard. It's scary for us guys. All these girls.
Why? Is it scary?
We'll notice if, like, if you have a crush, you'll notice if, like, you'll be paying attention to see if she likes the picture, for sure.
Do you see if she looks at your story?
I don't look at that.
Okay.
But
he's like, what's that? Meanwhile, girls are like, he viewed it!
Yeah. We like go check back, like, okay, has he seen it yet? Because it's like 4-1. It's usually like when you're talking to someone or like you have someone in mind, you like post that story for them and you're like waiting for them to see it.
Have you ever posted a story with the intention of hoping someone will reply to it?
I don't think I have, but I definitely have seen some that are like that.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, it'll be like just trying to get back at somebody or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like if I know what you're talking about.
And then they like post with one of their friends or something, just trying to.
I will say that is super obvious.
It's a jealousy thing, probably. Happened in college, quite a bit. But
I was the pettiest in college. I did.
Oh, I all the time post stories with the intention of hoping a guy will slide in.
Really? I mean, I did everything petty in college. I really did. So. This is your time.
And it normally works.
Do girls like when guys slide in the story? I guess it just depends what guy.
Yeah. Oh, if I'm throwing up a hot story and a guy responds, I love that.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, if you're the wrong guy, no.
Which
that's
is like
weird.
99% of men who see the story, I'm like, stop. No, I don't care about you. Because you're waiting for that one guy to respond. Yeah. So you're like.
So it's gotta be the one.
Not you.
The worst, too, is when it's like. It's like I appreciate it, so I don't find it that weird, but like recently I've been posting some hot ass pics and like a guy from like who has friends with from my hometown or someone will like reply and they'll be like, damn TK, and I'm like, oh my god, this is weird. Yeah, like please, please no,
this wasn't for you.
Exactly.
There's a fine line for men. Like, you have to know that you're the one that she is really going for, or I mean, otherwise you just look scary.
Totally. I feel like I ask Peyton a lot of times for dating advice because she's like a men's slayer, and I like I tell her like my DM or texting conversations quite a bit, and I will say recently she's been like, dude, trust your game. She's like, you have pretty good responses.
Peyton has amazing game. She's always like, I'm gonna ask you about your advice. I'm like, you were good at this.
She's always like, no, trust her. That's
like,
really good.
Should I say this? Maybe I was thinking this. I'm like, I literally would have never thought to think that or say that, and that was way better than anything I have. So.
Wow, I feel really cool. I will say, a lot of times, like, I'm the girl that's telling my friends what to say.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, say this. And sometimes, like, my other friends will be like, no, say this, and I'm like, oh my god, do not say that. Mm-hmm. Like, that will, that.
Yeah.
I think it's because I understand guys so well of Phil and, like, all of his friends. They, I mean, would you say that they have any filter when they're around me?
All my friends?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah, like, I hear it all.
Yeah.
You probably,
and some stuff
you
I don't
hear,
want to hear.
You hear, like, us trying to text girls, like, how we react and how we're game playing.
Oh, it's hilarious because I hear you guys tweaking out about, you guys tweak out about when girls post hot pics. You're like, oh my god, did you see so-and-so's story?
Yeah.
Or like, oh, did you see her bikini pic?
Yeah.
We'll
notice.
We'll throw it in the group chat.
Yeah. Oh, do you screenshot it and throw it in the group chat?
Well, we have a Instagram group that we send stuff in.
I mean, men's group chats.
Oh my god, that's the most terrifying thing.
Like, I'm not.
Yeah, they're pretty
I'm
foul.
There, I don't want to know anything that's going on.
Wait, please tell Peyton the different types of group chats you guys have.
Oh, we just have the most random stuff in our, because I'm in a fraternity, so we'll just have like a.
Do you have anything related to girls?
I don't think we do. There's a cuffed group chat for all the guys that are cuffed. We have a sad group me.
Oh, I miss that so much. We had a huge group me of a bunch of guys and girls. And like, we would have, like, one time we had one of my guy friends accidentally put something in the guys and girls group meet that was meant for the all
tragic. What was it?
It was literally like, I'm not even saying it. It's so foul. I have a screenshot of it though, because it's hilarious. So then he like said something and then immediately was like, oh shit, and like left the group me.
No.
And we were all like, you should have done that. That you should have left the group me. It was bad.
Wait, do you guys ever, like, in your group chats or just texting in general, do you ever text, like, screenshots with a girl and you're like, hey, what do I say?
Yeah. I mean, mostly be just in person, like, especially, like, trying to make plans. Mm-hmm. Like, what do we say? What do we say? What do we do? Blah, blah.
But, like, if you were texting a girl you like, right?
Oh, yeah. We definitely you were ask like, the boys for the advice. And you'd
yeah, so what do they, who's the best at giving advice? Sahal?
Sahal, yeah. When I was going through my struggles, I went to Sahal. He knows how to. He has a way with the words, so he crafted out some good texts.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm.
Does he have sisters or something?
Yeah, he has a sister.
I feel like my little brother is gonna be that guy for his friends. Yeah.
Do you ever give advice?
Yeah, I help. We gotta help. We always have to help Rod. He's always tweaking about
Rod.
Yeah, he's just the biggest tweak, so we always have to help him.
Wait, why? Like, what does he struggle with?
He's not sure if he likes her or something, blah, blah, blah. Should I ask her to come over? Should I ask her to go out? Blah, blah, blah. Just kind of, like, doesn't, not confident.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, everything needs help. Yeah. I feel like that, too.
I feel like girls are always sending screenshots of, like, the convo, like, guys, what do I say? Or he said this, or, like, stuff like that.
Which is funny because we know what we want to say, and, like, totally. Like, okay, well, let's get everyone's advice, and then we blatantly don't take it. Like, I think we literally ask for the advice to not take it.
We're same
like,
with Instagram photos.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. That's cool. Thanks for your input. Not going to do that.
Yeah. Well, you always ask me, and I'm like,
I do whatever I want.
I'm like, why are you asking me which picture you should post when you have, like, all these influencer friends?
I know. Well, here's the thing, though, is, like, I'll send it to, like, Ash and Alicia or, like, my DTLA bitches group chat, and I'll be like, guys, which one? But they normally say, I know it's a good photo if they pick the same one as you, because, like, you're looking at it from a guy's perspective.
It's a completely different thing.
It's a completely different demographic. So I think it's smart to send one to, like, you and, like, maybe one of my guy friends.
Well, I'm looking at it as a brother's perspective. I wouldn't say a guy's perspective.
Yeah.
Well, that is true.
I like to ask people who don't have, like, a trained eye. So it's like if I ask my friend Claudia, who's an
employee, I agree.
She's like, change the crop ratio on this one, and I will like.
And I like the composition on this. Whereas, like, off.
Yeah, if I ask Kelsey, who's like my friend who has like a normal job, she'll be like, "I like this one." I'm like, "Why?" She's like, "I don't know, I just like it better."
Yeah, especially my guy friends. They're like, "You just look way hotter," yeah. And I'm like, "Okay."
Wasn't even paying attention to that.
I know.
Like, trying to figure out the colors.
Yeah, so we don't
like people who aren't paying attention.
We don't care about the colors or the freaking crop. If you look good, look good.
We all about crop ratio. Should I change this crop ratio?
What do you think of Payne's Instagram?
I'm here. I like it. I'm here for it. What do your brothers think of it?
I mean, my brother's 15.
Yeah.
She has one brother.
He follows me very closely.
He was pissed when I didn't upload the rest of Vlogmas. He'll probably listen to this. Hey, Brooks.
Micromanages, yes. He definitely will listen to this. My mom's going to be like, don't go listen to that.
He's our biggest fan.
Let's go.
And he'll be like, okay. And like, listen to it for sure. He watches all of my YouTube videos.
And mine.
He's just in my life like a lot. So he just like thinks it's cool, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. But my dad like sees my whole Instagram. He sees it. I think people ask me that a lot. They're like, are you weird about your parents saying this? I'm like, well, first of all, they made me. Three of me. This is not new information to them.
First of all, they made me, and I think they had to do something to me, so.
They made me, like, they raised me. There's not much of me that they can't not see. I mean, they've wiped my butt as a kid.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, when I was wearing diapers. Like, I'm not too concerned. I will say it's something that I've definitely, like, thought about, being like, is this weird? But then I'm just like, I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna act like it's not weird. So
exactly. I feel like you do like all of your like cool like scandalous photos though are definitely like subtle. Like it's like a subtle scandal.
Yeah.
It's not OnlyFans.
No.
It's more like I don't know. I just think,
only Peyton.
I just love like women's bodies. I just like love them, and I think it's like a celebration to like look at them, just like a celebration of life. So I like don't feel weird or like I'm not even doing it to be sexual, honestly.
Also, we do it for girls. Like
I only do it for girls.
Yeah, we dress like girls dress for other girls. Yeah. We don't dress for guys.
Well,
or
it's not hard to impress a man. They're
no.
impressed by literally everything. You could like walk down the street in sweatpants and then look at you. Like they
true.
You don't need to try to do that, and like it's not. Yeah, it's just not hard impressing women. And capturing women's attention as a woman, it's very hard.
I want to dive a little bit into what you just said about how every guy, like, will yell at you. Peyton talks to me a lot about how she explains to Joe, her boyfriend, about, you know, the struggles women have to go through just on a daily basis. That, like, it's funny because, like, to me, it's not even a struggle because it's just, like, a part of life.
Yeah.
But what is, like, the biggest thing that you have explained to him that he was kind of, like, what the heck about that we could kind of explain to Phil? For instance, Phil, like, we can't, like, we just can't walk around the streets. Like, I can't walk around downtown at night by myself.
Women's issues, like, I know it can seem whiny or it can seem like we're complaining or whatever it is, but women face a lot of issues, and we don't, in comparison to how much it happens, we don't talk about it.
Like, no, it's just a thing.
We literally, we wear it, and we're just like, oh, this is normal life. And throughout my life so far, I've, like, started coming to terms with these things and being like, men don't think about walking outside. Like, even during the daytime, I'm literally scared all the time, and I try not to be, but I'm just like, I know the statistics on violence against women. It's disgusting, and everyone we know has been sexually assaulted in some way. Every woman has, and that's not a complaint, that's a fact. Like, that happens to everyone. We have definitely had a lot of unwarranted sexual advances when we're trying to live. Like, they're little things, but I always try to explain that to him, to be like, I can't live on this earth like you can. I have to, like, take a lot of precautions to live safely because I'm a woman. Because men are literal predators a lot of the time. Too much of the time. Probably a lot of the reason why I've stayed with him is because when I speak to him about my experience with various things, and a lot of time, like I said, I didn't realize that I've been, quote, been through things as a woman, because you think that's normal behavior, and then you're like, oh, men aren't scared all the time.
Yeah,
they're
exactly
not worried. So I explain it to him like that, and he's more like, oh, okay, well, it's I understand that I don't understand, kind of.
What is something that you think someone like Phil or just a normal guy could do to help fully understand what you're trying to explain?
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to accept that you don't understand. And the thing is, I think it's always the problem that we generally have in literal society whenever it comes to any problems that we have like this, like cultural issues. It's lack of emotional intelligence and inability to, like, trust your fellow human. So if someone looks at you and is like, this is my experience, I'm telling you right now, I'm not trying to complain. Like, I literally am not. It's almost embarrassing to say it out loud because I don't want to seem like I'm complaining. You just have to, like, when women tell you things about their life, most of the time you should believe them. Because even when it comes to, like, horrible sexual assault or even, like, rape, something horrible, I think people always, like, cite, like, well, you know, like, sometimes they're lying. Women are lying. Like, sometimes. The proportion of women who lie about that stuff is so minuscule that most people don't even say anything. Like,
totally.
The amount of things that go unreported far exceed the amount of things that get falsely reported and things like that. So when women tell you, like, their pain or whatever it is, like, as a man, I just think you need to believe them, because at the end of the day, that makes women feel safe.
Yeah.
It makes us feel like, okay, well, this one, he's not going to maybe do something to me, and I feel safe and I trust this man. You know what I mean? It's a really hard thing, but we don't get enough credit.
I just think it's so ridiculous that the other day I was babysitting my friend Haley Ringo's dog, right? And I had to take it out to go potty all the time, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, let me do, like, a little walk around the block, whatever. Mm-hmm. Which I love walking and I love going downtown, but, like, truly the whole time I was just stressed out because the amount of, like, random guys that were making gross remarks to me, or, like, people that would come up to me and, like, start trying to talk to the dog and me, and, like, just uncomfortable situations that, like, I just expect everyone kind of deals with. But,
and if you don't respond back in a way that
seems
acceptable, they are so mean to you and, like, lash out. And, like, what is
and
this
then start yelling, and it's
insane.
A whole thing.
Like, I'm
just
trying to live. I'm just trying to walk my dog.
So it's, like, such a fine line, but I think it's, like, so underrated. Like, just the daily things that at least, like, us living downtown kind of.
Yeah. But I will say another thing is what, like, you're talking about is the lashing out and the anger immediately if you don't respond correctly. Men generally think women owe them something. So, like, women owe men. If you say something to a woman, men will be like, well, she needs to respond the way that I want her to because she owes me that response because I said something to her. And it's like, women don't owe you anything. I don't need to look at you. Like, I'm a person. I'm a human being. I'm not here to put on a show for you. If I want to respond to you and if I want to, like, kind of, like, cede to your advances, I can. And I'm allowed to do that too. Mm-hmm. But if I don't want to, I don't freaking owe you that response. I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you sex. I don't owe you attention. I don't owe you literally one thing.
That's so true. I definitely have had that moment when, like, I'm at a bar. Let's say I'm at the bar getting a drink. And then the guy, like, says something to me and I'm not interested and I don't respond. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and then he does it again. And then I'll be like, no, I'm not interested, or whatever I say. And then he's like, okay, bitch, you were ugly anyway. That's, like, such a classic guy response. And then you're like, wait, what?
It's so cliche because it's true. And they get mad. And I don't accept drinks from men in general. I'm like, I'm paying for every single one of my drinks because I don't want to deal with you thinking that I now owe you.
That I owe you something, yeah.
I'm not owing you anything. Like, just get away from me, honestly.
What are your thoughts on everything we just said, Phil?
I don't know, that was a lot.
It's a lot.
I know that is a lot. Is that something, I guess, that you, like, realize?
Yeah, I guess just don't really take for granted, like, if I'm at a bar, like, I don't have to stress at all about getting home. Oh, I can just walk, I can run, I don't have to worry about that. But I guess just being a guy, just, like, if you have a girlfriend that's there, just making sure they get home safe and make sure they feel comfortable if they're with a bunch of dudes and make sure they're not intimidated.
I think just letting women feel safe in general, like, that should be a goal of literally everyone, including other women. Yeah. Like, we need to make women feel safe because this is, anyone who has a problem with the way the world works, they don't feel safe here. It's like the end result. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't feel safe walking down the street. Some people don't feel safe getting pulled over by cops. You know, it's a safety issue. And when someone tells you these things, like,
I think it's
just important safety to make everyone feel like we're all looking out for them, whether it's, you know, a woman in this case. And the world that they live in isn't so bad. Like, we're going to help them if they ever need help. Like, I think it's just, as a man, the best thing you can do is make a woman feel safe.
Yeah.
In all the ways that you can.
Got it.
Yeah.
I was looking on the Citizen app. This happened, like, a couple days ago.
Oh, gosh.
And, like, it was a funny little moment between, you know, the women on the app.
Do you know what the Citizen app is, Phil?
No idea.
Okay, so it's, like, an app where people can report crimes. So, like, or if there's, like, something happening, like, where the cops are called, like, you'll see the blip on the map where it's happening relative to where you are. So you'll get a notification that there's something, like, bad within, like, a certain number of miles of you. And there's always a comment section on each notification that's listed.
Like, I didn't even know that.
You know, woman, you know, robbed at whatever. Because we live downtown, and again, like, after 10 p.m., I would say the apps, or maybe even 8, by nighttime, the app is going crazy. Like, there's things happening constantly around us. So
fireworks.
Yeah.
And everything.
Weird, like, just fires.
Yeah.
Like, it reports literally everything. Or just, like, police activity. If no one knows what's going on, it says that. Anyways, there's a comment section on there where you can, like, comment things. So people are constantly complaining about downtown LA not being safe. Like, being like, oh, it's gone to shit. Like, it used to be good before, like, COVID. Like, people are just on there. And then they're getting political. It's just, you know, it's the peanut gallery for sure. But, like, there's
I'm sorry, if you're commenting on the freaking Citizen app, get a TikTok.
Yeah.
Just get TikTok.
Do something else.
So, why are you on Citizen app?
Get on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? So, anyways, this guy was commenting, and a bunch of men were commenting, like, oh, I can't believe it. Like, I can't even walk outside now. Like, I'm too scared to go walk outside at night. Like, I can't walk anywhere at night anymore. Like, all this stuff. And one woman commented and was like, you walk outside at night ever? Like,
yeah.
What are you talking about? I would literally never do that. No matter where I lived.
Yeah.
And men are like, oh, it's I feel so repressed. Like, I can't even walk outside at night. And we're like,
that's what everyone did.
In my 27 years of life, have not considered walking outside at night in a safe place. I'm like, I don't trust these people out here. I know that, you know, I know how the world works at this point, and I see the numbers on women's, you know, violence against women. I'm like, I'm not becoming a statistic. I'm not going outside. And men are like, I can't believe this right was taken away from me. And we're like, we've never had that right in my life.
I know,
Jesus.
Exactly.
Do you two go outside at night together? No.
No.
Well, sometimes we'll walk to, like, the grocery store.
Yeah, we'll go, like, together to Whole Foods to get, like, ice cream.
And it's all lit, and people are around.
Right. And I will say, in the area, thankfully, that we live in, it's very, there's just a lot going on. Like, it's a really good location, so there's just, like, a lot of stores and big things available and open, so that way there's people always going in and out. I'm just thankful that Peyton and I have each other, because there's always, like, fireworks,
earthquakes,
gunshots, everything going on. And I will say, this isn't even just downtown. This is just, like, is just everywhere.
Everywhere I've lived in LA is pretty dangerous, to be quite honest.
Yeah, it's so scary.
So, you just gotta be careful around here.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that we, like, got a little deep. That was kind of fun. We went from, like, boy talk and, like, hookup culture to, like, deep stuff. So,
like, be nice to women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To them.
Be nice to women.
Make sure they're safe. Keep them safe.
Yes.
Yeah, keep them safe. Phil's gonna like start going out to girls at parties and be like, "Hey, you feel safe?
Yeah, are you okay?
I'll take
no. What can I do to make you feel safe, baby?
What can I do to make you feel heard? Yeah.
If you said that to a girl, she'd literally be like, "What the fuck?"
No, that would be a line.
What can I do to make you feel heard?
Oh my gosh.
Then I'm like, this guy's good in bed for sure.
Yeah.
He listens to me, so.
Yeah.
Now I know this is about to go down.
I'll have to use it next time I try a game.
Well, Phil needs to come visit so we can all hang out.
Once LA opens, I think it'd be very fun.
Yeah. I know.
I still haven't seen downtown and it's like fun.
Oh my god, it's state. So fun.
I'm excited.
So fun. We'll be hitting the bars, hitting up Catch, Tao, all the places. If Phil's lucky, he can meet your really cool boyfriend.
Oh, yay!
Because guys geek out about athletes more than girls.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, Joe would love to meet you.
Yeah,
TK is a celebrity, and mine and Joe's relationship, he's always like, is TK home? Where's TK? What's she doing? I saw her Instagram today. I'm like, okay.
I love Joe. I think that I'm like one of Joe's favorite friends.
You are his number one favorite friend.
So I feel really cool.
He has no shame in admitting that.
One thing I will say about Joe that I just, this is our last thing. I know this podcast is long as shit. Basically, the first time I ever met him, we were like, okay, we're going to go to Tao. I ended up getting us this little discount if Peyton and I posted on stories. And I was like, we're going to go to Tao and make the reservation. I got us in the day of somehow. It's through Alicia's publicist, honestly. And so we go and, you know, I'm getting ready and I don't know Joe at all, but I'm like, oh, he's cool, whatever. And I'm like, okay, guys, like, do you want me to call the Uber? He's like, oh, no, I already called it. And I was like, already like, oh, wow, that's like so nice. I'll just get the Uber back, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is how sad it is, how shocked I was what he did. Then we go to Tao. He's, like, ordering. He kind of takes charge of ordering, and I'm kind of like, because I'm like, oh, I want to get, like, what I want. Like, I'm obviously going to pay for half of this or whatever, right? Uh-huh. Or my quarter or whatever. So I was like, oh, you know, let's get the orange chicken. Let's go, whatever. We got all this stuff. It's a really expensive restaurant. Yeah. But I was like, whatever, like, let's ball out. So I was like adding stuff. Joe's like, yeah, whatever. Like, he's like adding stuff. I'm adding stuff. Payne's just getting the espresso martini. So then at the end of it, he's like ordering rounds and rounds of shots. I'm like, damn, like, I'm going to be spending like a couple hundred dollars tonight on dinner, right? Just for me. And so we're having a great time. We're all so drunk, like, just eating whatever. And he ends up paying for our dinner. And I literally could have not been more shocked ever. I was like, what? Like, are you kidding me? I was like, no. Like, let me just, like, pay you back. Or, like, let me get this Uber, whatever. He was so kind. And also wasn't like, no, I got it. Like, he was just so, like, humble. I mean, like, no, stop. He literally was like, oh, my God, you're so good. Like, I was always gonna do this, and I was literally like so shocked, like still to this day I'm like, I tell everyone, I'm like, Joe pay for my dinner.
Brownie points for that's sure. So I mean, nice. The thing is, not everyone can do that, you know?
Yeah, like, so then after that he gets the next Uber, which was an Uber Black.
Let's go.
Right, the bougiest Uber. And I'm like, what the heck?
You can't be a 6'4" dude going around in an Uber X. He's like, I'm not showing an Uber X. Like, he's literally getting it for himself. He's like, I'm not, no.
And I don't know. I was just so impressed by his, I guess, gentleman.
Yeah.
Generosity.
Tendencies.
His generosity. What happens when a guy makes substantially more money than you, a.k.a. Joe, because he's playing professional sports, I'm like, you're paying for this. Because the thing, at the end of the day, he walked in here. He, you know, he wanted to go eat, and he was like, this is what I want to do. He's sitting in here while we're getting ready. We're using our thousands of dollars worth of makeup and skincare and whatever, and I'm like, I'm trying to get hot for him. So I'm like getting all ready and all this stuff, and I'm like, you are paying for this, because I just paid all this money to make you think that I'm hot, so like, you're not paying for this.
Period.
And you make more money than me. If he made like the same amount or like less, then I'd be like, you know.
No, he was honestly so awesome, and I was so impressed by his...
I need more men to ball out for you.
Chivalry. Okay. I know. He literally was like, dude, you're actually freaking me out about how, like, freaked out you are about this, because, like, this should be normal. And I was like, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Let's go.
Because you provide for people, too. I mean, like, you're, like, you definitely are not, you give a lot. So you should be with someone who does that, too. And can, because you can, too.
Yeah, you put off for the boys. Right. You appreciate it.
You do.
Yeah, I always buy you and your friend shit.
Yeah.
It's weird when it's, like, reciprocated. You're like, oh.
Well, it never happens to me. Yeah. So when it does, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, it will.
It will. We're Once manifesting
start demanding it.
Phil thinks like, I have a bunch of crystals in my room when I say manifest.
Honestly, I need more crystals. I want to know how they work. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Peyton, can you shout out your you know, all your social handles?
So I am at Payton Sartain on all platforms. It's PaytonSartain. I'm on YouTube. I am on Pinterest. Okay.
Oh, see. Okay.
Obviously Instagram. And I'm starting a podcast very soon.
Yes! And she has a secret project she's working on too. Yes. So definitely follow her so you don't miss out when she announces what it is. Phil, what's your social stuff?
Follow me on Instagram, PhilipKing10. And yeah, that's it.
TikTok?
On TikTok. I think it's PhilipKing10 also.
Mine's TK's Juicy Pulls all across the board. And just search Taylor King or TK on YouTube so you can subscribe to me. I'm so close to 100k. Please subscribe.
All right.
Thanks to everyone, and be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.